Off the Ball, GAA.
It has to be something that excites me and is different. I know people have said to me, if I go out here, they're going, ah, sure, there he goes, he's off again. I don't really care what you think.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball.
With AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
All right, I'm delighted to be joined by Alva Clancy, Leitrim All-Ireland winner. How does that sound?
You can say it again. It's still not sinking in. But
I'll go one more time. I'm delighted to be joined by Alva Clancy, Leitrim All-Ireland winner and the PWC GPA Player of the Month for August in ladies football. It must have been an unbelievable couple of weeks, Alva, was it?
It's been incredible. It's just the build up to it. Finally getting out into Croke Park onto the pitch was just amazing. And then the week after, going around the different clubs in Leitrim, and like the homecoming was, it's something I'll never forget. And it was just amazing to see everyone come out and support us, and to see the boys and girls come out as well. So it's something that I'll always remember.
What won't you forget about it?
I suppose just playing in Croke Park, running up the steps, going out to do the warm-up, and then when the final whistle goes, and it's just absolutely incredible. And then I suppose just probably really special to me was, you know, going home on the Sunday night, seeing the streets of Carrigachannon lined, you know, from the Bush Hotel to the Landmark Hotel. And then on the Monday night, we went back to my club in Manor Hamilton, and to see so many people out there and to get to kind of celebrate that win with them was really, really special. And yeah, I won't forget those moments.
Yeah, that's class. It was only like, time was just moving so slowly. It was only like 10 days ago or 11 days ago. Like, it's when did the celebrations slow down a bit and you returned to a touch of normality?
The celebrations were good.
You're ready to party.
I'm actually just proud of myself for continuing the celebrations. Even my sister was saying, like, yeah, you're still going. But yeah, it was all last week. And then we went down to Galway last Friday, just the team. So we went for a night out in Galway. And yeah, it's been an incredible week of celebrating. But it was kind of nice to get around to like the different parts of the county as well. So
yeah,
it's been brilliant.
Yeah, no, it is. It is unbelievable. I happen to be living in Clare, and like, my own club, Cratlow, have Delene McCarthy coming on August 25th, and they're just so excited, and all the kids are just waiting for it to arrive into the clubhouse, you know? So there's going to be so much of that over the next couple of months. Like, but for Leitrim itself, like, it's often said success doesn't come too often. Like, in terms of population, in terms of everything, like, it's such a small county, but you're football mad up there. Like, you just are. Like, you love your football, and you could really see it with the support you had in Croke Park that day for the intermediate final. And I thought there was a kind of lovely moment as the senior teams were out and they were warming up, and it was like the game was nearly thrown in here. And a couple of, I don't know whether you were one of the Leitrim players, but a couple of Leitrim players were still in the corner of the Hogan and the Davin with their supporters, and I'm sure friends and family and everything. And then they must have got in trouble because they just legged it across the pitch to go back into the Cusick stand dressing rooms. I just thought it was great to see that kind of, you were lingering, you were taking in the moment. Like, did you take in as much as you could, or where were you at that stage?
Yeah, I tried to take in as much as I could. I was over at the Hogan stand, so then saw like a lot of my family and friends that side, and obviously was with the girls, and then went across to the other side and kind of met a few of the other girls and a few other family members. So yeah, you just don't want to leave the pitch. You don't want to go. But I suppose I was kind of rushed out then to do kind of interviews and stuff after the match. But even just being in the dressing room, being in Croke Park, you want to savour every second of it. And yeah, it was just incredible. And I don't think I was like rushed off in the corner. I'd say Galway and Kerry were probably like, get off the pitch. But just trying to savour every single second.
You've mentioned Croke Park a few times. Was that your first time playing in Croke Park?
That was my first time, yeah. Hopefully not the last time.
What is it that's special about it, like?
I don't know. I suppose it's just since I was a child, I'm, you know, you're always just, you go up to matches in Croke Park and it's just incredible to see, and you hope that one day you'll be there. And it was in 2007 when the ladies won before, I was up there and just, you know, I just remember being like, you know, I want to play out there. I want to be there one day. It's incredible. I think every child across the country who plays GAA or who plays ladies football or camogie, has that passion and that desire to play there. I don't know what it is. It just has this kind of hold over us all. Well, yeah, it was amazing.
It didn't overawe you in any sense. Like, you had a great game that day. A lot of the Leitrim players did. I thought your attack was exceptional. Mairn Devaney as well, inside in the full forward line. I've never seen a target player like Mairn Devaney before. She's like, it's nearly like the opposite of having Kieran Donoghue or Tommy Walsh in there in the corner. But she won everything, like the hands. They were just...
Yeah.
James Donoghue often talks if he was building a forward, he'd start with the hands. And you could see that with her, everything stuck with her. You didn't let it overawe you, the occasion. Like, you started that game exceptionally well. I think you could have had a goal or two early on. You should have, before you actually scored a goal as well.
Yeah, I probably should have had like a couple goals before we scored. I didn't connect with the ball from
was that
like,
you
the throw-in.
For one of them?
That was me for one of them. It was on the ground. I just didn't connect cleanly with it. And then we probably could have had another one. But yeah, I suppose like, just in the build-up to it, like, we stayed in a hotel the night before, and then the morning of breakfast, it was just so calm, and you know, like, we were just enjoying it, and nobody was, you know, not that we were overconfident and that you know, we were definitely going to beat Tyrone, but yeah, it was just almost like a calm and sense that, yeah, like, this is, you know, we're meant to be here. This is our day. And like you said, when you have the likes of Mairn Devaney and Sheba Quinn and, you know, different players like this inside, you want to let the ball in. Like, she had an absolutely phenomenal game and won so much ball in the inside forward line. So yeah, I think our attack was good. Even sometimes now I look back on the match and, like, you know, looking at areas that we can improve on and that I can improve on, but it was just incredible. And I think everyone really stepped up to the plate and performed. There was never really a moment where I thought we're going to lose this here.
What's it like when you bury the first goal into the net in the first half? I know you had the penalty in your stand. I know that must be a slightly different kind of perspective looking into the hill at that stage, but when the first goal hits the back of the net, like, are you giving an extra celebration there, or are you just running straight back out? Like,
I think I kind of just ran straight back out. Like, we do have this thing where it's like, if you score, you know, fists up or whatever, but I don't know, I probably just... a wee small celebration and then straight back, you know, to try and get the next ball. But yeah, I mean, to score was incredible. To score the the second goal was amazing. Yeah, I don't know, just brilliant to get there and to score. And I suppose maybe a bit of relief as well, because I think I missed maybe a couple of shots before that, so it was nice to kind of get...
They don't matter. once you've won it on Ireland, that stuff doesn't matter. Like, you can say you're reflecting that all you want.
Yeah.
I know, but you scored 2-4. You can't be saying that. Like, Leitrim football now, like, you're in the big time next year, senior, up against, you know, the behemoths of the game in lots of ways, in terms of Mayo and a Galway side that have just fallen short in an All-Ireland final. That's brilliant. Next year, like, the kind of football is in that place. What's it going to do for Leitrim football? Like, I know you said back in 2007 they were in Croke Park, but, like, what does it do this year, like, for you guys going forward? Is there a bounce that can happen from this?
I think so, yeah. I think that we need to just build on this momentum that we have now. And we have got incredible people behind the scenes, an incredible management team. And, you know, although our squad was, you know, we probably had a smaller squad compared to other county teams, but if we can keep improving and building on that squad and bring other girls in, I think that it's going to be brilliant, and it's going to be a huge shift for football in Leitrim. And like you said, we'll be playing senior football next year, Connacht Championship, Galway, Mayo, and... To us, I'm, you know, Nicola Ward is getting the award for July in there, and I can't wait to go and play against them. Like, because, you know, I've played against them a couple of times against Kilkerran Clonbur and, like, club and different, like, Roscommon teams in senior club. And it's those games, you know, you always just want to challenge yourself and prove yourself against the best teams. So I'm sure I'm not the only one from Leitrim, but I'm, yeah, already excited to get back and to play those games.
Yeah, you mentioned a night out in Galway a little while ago that ended off the celebrations. You would have known Galway quite well. You went to college there, right? And you played soccer.
I was in college in DCU.
Oh, you were in DCU? Sorry, I thought you were down in Galway.
I was in DCU, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, DCU. I was in college in DCU, and then I got a job then in Galway straight after that. So I was in Galway, and I was playing.
What was it you studied in DCU?
Oh, I studied science in DCU. So yeah, then I got a job in Galway, and I think I met a few of the girls I would have played with, say with when I was in Castlebar Celtic and like underage teams and stuff like that. Met them in the gym one day, so they got me into the Galway football team or soccer team. So yeah, I started playing with them then in the National League.
What sort of a soccer player were you?
Well, I don't know. Like, I was probably just very, you know, inconsistent, I would say. I didn't really have too much confidence or belief in myself when I was going. Like, I was very quiet and timid when I was going up to some of those teams. But I suppose I was kind of like left wing or left back for a bit as well. Like to get on the ball, probably similar to football, like to try and, you know,
take a player on.
So, well, take a player on and then probably, you know, set in a nice cross or a long ball into the box as well. So, yeah, I suppose my soccer career never really kicked on from then. But
Where would you have got to? Because you would have played National League, obviously. Played a couple of clubs, didn't you?
Yeah, I played. God, it seems like a lifetime ago now. But I played with Castlebar Celtic was the first team I played with. So when I was in school in the National League. Then I played with like Kilkenny for a bit when I was in college. And then when I moved to Galway, I played with Galway. So yeah, some great experiences across the board. And then, yeah, I was lucky enough to kind of get away for a bit and a few trips with soccer as well, which was amazing.
Was that with Ireland, underage with Ireland? Or
that was with like the university. So the first time I went away, I think it was under 15, we just went to England.
Okay.
And then I was away in like Taiwan and in Italy for the World University Games in like 2017 and 2019. So there are two great experiences as well.
Yeah, because there's obviously like there's been an explosion of interest in women's football, as well as like we've seen the growth of ladies football as well. Like, has that helped when you're playing, that there's more coverage and there's more, like the coaching, I suppose, has probably gotten to another level as well. Has that helped over the last couple of years when you're investing so much of your own time into something you love?
Yeah, it's massive to see just the investment going into it. And yeah, you talk about like the women's soccer team now with Ireland. You know, it wasn't that long ago that they were having a protest and, you know, because they weren't getting the funding they need. And then, you know, not even 10 years later, they're in a World Cup. So it just shows you when you invest and you know, you back women's sports that we can achieve. And it's just incredible to see people. I think like ladies football is one of the fastest growing sports in Europe at the moment. So it's great to see that. And we saw it in the Olympics as well with so many women competing and winning medals. So it's just great. And I think that's something in HMU we really have all come together now as a county and just try to drive on and push Leitrim football forward.
Yeah, onwards and upwards, Alva. Congrats on winning the All-Ireland title, All-Ireland winner for Leitrim, Alva Clancy.
Thank
and
you,
also
Tommy.
The PWC GPA Player of the Month for August and ladies football. You'll be repeating that one plenty over the next little while. enjoy the celebrations. I'm sure there's going to be club football over the next little while as well, Builder.
Yeah, we're back tomorrow. Tomorrow night we have our first championship game, so getting ready for that.
Back down to earth. Alva Clancy, thanks for chatting to us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball.
With AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
Off the Ball, GAA.
Have to be something that excites me and is different. I know people have said to me, if I go out here, they're going, ah, sure, there he goes, he's off again. I don't really care what you think.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.